On Oxford College at Emory University Week, artists have been commenting on the laws of the land for centuries. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Higginbotham, assistant professor of English, looks back at one time period that parallels today.
In Shakespeare's London, a person convicted of a misdemeanor such as neglect of roads, unapprenticed trading, or drunkenness could be punished with whipping, branding, locking in the stocks, or even dismemberment. Stealing more than a few shillings was punishable by death in the era that historians call the bloodiest period in English criminal law. At the same time, culture in early modern England flourished with the plays of Shakespeare and Marlowe, with the poetry of Edmund Spenser and John Donne, and with the experimental fiction of Thomas More and Margaret Cavendish. So Londoners could walk out of a play at the Blackfriars Theatre and had only to cross to the northern gate of the London Bridge to see impaled heads displayed as reminders that the law was often violent. How did the poets and playwrights reconcile the law's disproportionate violence with its commitment to justice? My research maps how the early modern culture responded to the law's violence, sometimes reinforcing it, but more often, probing and resisting retribution in favor of more restorative ways of responding to crime. In fact, much of the creative work of the period reveals ways that the law's violence undermines the very purposes of law to protect liberties and rights, to establish boundaries, and to maintain order. Today, we might envision the law's violence as solitary confinement, as the death penalty, or as mass incarceration. But within the poetry, sermons, and plays of early modern England, we can trace how law was alternatively conceived, not merely as the imposition of pain, but hopefully, potentially, aspirationally, as a restorative, community-centered force for justice.
That was Sarah Higginbotham of Oxford College at Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.